The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Rolien Marx, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. I tell you, you almost had to put up with my singing.
Okay, all right. Saved. We missed a bullet there. Gosh, I'm being nasty to you, and that's that. I don't mean to be. I take that all back. You have a beautiful voice, Rolien, and I'm sure you sing beautifully.
But things it's like what the traumatized children tell me. But anyway, I mean, look, yes. We're on a very, very strong lockdown situation. You're not full lockdown, but partial lockdown. But hey, you got to look to things to do while you basically housebound.
So, I mean, yeah, things really do seem to be coming fast and thick in Israel. Every news bulletin I read talks about potentially more extreme steps that are going to be taken. Where are you at now? Where are you going?
Okay, so let's have a look at where we are at the moment. And just about an hour ago, the health ministry put further restrictions in place. And the reason they're doing this is they say that, you know, we're heading into a crucial week, and where we go in the next week will determine, you know, any further restrictions or how we respond. The goal here is to flatten the curve.
Yeah.
So at the moment, Israel has 324 confirmed cases of coronavirus. 5 are serious, 9 are moderate. The rest are pretty much light, and between 8 and 11 people have recovered and been sent home and been released. So thank God. Sorry, choking on a furball. It's not a corona cough.
I hope it's a furball, yes.
No, it's not. Some dark humor for these very challenging
yes.
times. But so far we haven't had anybody, thank goodness, a million times, not passed away from this. But last night the government announced further restrictions, mostly affecting the private and public sector, saying that, you know, any non-essential workers, please work from home. And further restrictions will also be put on transport, as well as heavy fines imposed on anybody who is caught breaking quarantine or not reporting to the health ministry that they're putting themselves in quarantine. You know, the statistics are very, very important at this juncture. It determines where we go from here. Also, yesterday, a very controversial decision taken, and we discussed it a bit, to monitor
yes.
using counter-terror methods the corona patients. And it has been done in conjunction with the law. It has been approved by the Attorney General, Avichai Mandelbaum. And this will be for about 30 days. So the way we see it is, you know, we kind of are in the eye of the storm, and we've got to ride it out. And Israel, you know, just over a week ago, when people were saying, is Israel suffering from coronavirus? You know, we're taking these very strong measures. But now it shows that our measures are the correct ones to take. Israelis, for the most part, are being cooperative. We have a few the ultra-religious communities that don't want to stay at home or don't want to close their schools. This is a bit of a challenge, and the health ministry, the police, everybody are doing as much as they can to kind of say to them, you know, don't be foolish, don't be ridiculous. I know there have been reports in the media about Modi Inn, where I live. We have one suburb under quarantine. This is a result of a religious school not closing and kind of cross infection. So we're not taking any chances. We basically put that entire suburb into quarantine. Also, you know, I just have to talk a little bit about the spirit of Israelis. You know, we're not a nation that hasn't seen challenges before. We've survived waves of terror. We've survived intifadas. We've survived wars, rockets, you name it.
Sure.
And we're kind of adapting to this very, very quickly and with customary Israeli creativity and resilience. So, you know, just to speak a little bit about what Israelis are doing, we have had a few instances of Israelis standing on their balconies in Petah Tikva, in Tel Aviv, in Jerusalem, Jerusalem, singing songs. I don't know if you knew Yehi was one of them. I heard
no, but
songs.
Shevet Achim V'Achayot was, and we started the program today in a tribute to Israelis for singing that song last night.
Oh, we really are something else. On Highway 6, there's a big sign up thanking our magnificent healthcare workers and all their support organizations like Magen David Adom, and their support infrastructure for working really tirelessly 24/7, doing whatever they need to do to protect Israel's citizens, to guard against this, this menace, this virus. And, Israelis have been asked, and this is doing the rounds on social media, on WhatsApp, and in various formats, to please at 6 o'clock on Thursday evening, all come onto their balconies or to their windows if they are in bidud, if they are in quarantine, yes, and applaud for 2 minutes our magnificent, oh, wow, magnificent healthcare, medical workers. So this is Israel. I hope it's something that can be emulated around the world. And just again, you know, we salute our incredible, incredible medical fraternity wherever you are. And also a massive thank you to our government, to all the relevant ministries, for doing everything that they can to protect us, security guards wherever they are around the country, for ensuring our safety, and just the country for standing together, standing strong, and showing that once again in the face of an enormous challenge, Israelis just, we rise to it, we adapt quickly, we have young people offering to babysit wherever they can, even kids they don't know, to take the pressure off parents. We have people, companies looking at ways that we can help restaurant owners, small businesses, and I'm sure that once the restrictions start being lifted, hopefully sometime soon, we will see massive support coming from Israeli to our fellow Israelis to help them through this time of crisis.
And then, Rolene, you always get to borrow your word from yesterday, because I loved it, morons, because the Times of Israel is reporting that officials fume as Israelis ignore rules crowding beaches, stores, and IDF bases. I mean, I suppose you just always get the weird and wonderful ones, don't you?
Well, this was before the health ministry said, right, that's it. No beach, no malls, no parks, no nothing. I know that there were many in Tel Aviv who went to the beach, and the health ministry said, you know, when we say to you, stay at home, we mean stay at home. We know you want to support the army, you know, don't harm or, you know, potentially spread anything to our soldiers. And very importantly, messages have gone out from Naftali Bennett, the defense minister, that it is an extremely difficult time for the elderly community, but a young person could unwittingly be a carrier, and this is the most vulnerable community. We don't want a situation like in other places around the world. These are subbers and sufters, our grannies and grandpas, and we want to protect them at absolutely every cost. So Israelis have now been told by the health ministry as of about an hour or so ago, stay in your homes. Really only go out to the pharmacy or to the supermarket or to work to walk the dog. We know that it's very, very challenging, especially with young kids. They need fresh air, but you know, just really they're asking us not to leave our homes. This is an absolute critical time. The next week is critical. It's really the deciding factor where we go from here. We've got the health ministry trying with a new way with public relations, sending cars with loudspeakers through ultra-Orthodox communities to say, please obey the instructions. You know, if you want to study whatever, you can do it at home. Look at creative ways to maintain contact, but please go home. And the Magen David Adom announcing that there will be certain cities across the country that will have drive-through testing stations. So you'll be able to drive through, be tested to see if you are positive or negative for coronavirus without having to leave your car and, wow. and an update on corona cases in the West Bank. We have 41 and Gaza still has zero and we're hoping it will stay that way.
It's appropriate to mention, it's not Israeli, I know, but it is Jewish and it is European, that the former leader of the Milanese Jewish community has actually died due to the virus. Just quite interesting. He was 79 years old. He did fall into the risk group age. But, this is starting to claim lives in vulnerable populations. That is for sure. Rolene, let's talk about your government or lack thereof.
Well, we hopefully in the process of putting one together. Yesterday, the eerie pictures coming in from the Knesset as it was sworn in, three Chavei Knesset at a time. By President Rivlin and there's a picture, I think it's going to be iconic in the years to come, of him standing at the podium basically addressing an empty Knesset safe for the three Knesset members who were coming in for their swearing in. And he implored the Knesset, please give these people a government. So Benny Gantz, who's tasked with forming a government, is trying to do everything he can. He is adamant that the government has to be representative of all of Israel's citizens. And he spoke very movingly yesterday of Israeli resilience and how we have faced so much because we've been united, and we will get through if we continue to be united.
Rolene Marks, we're out of time. Wow, we crossed early and we're out of time and we didn't get to discuss everything that we wanted to. I can't say I'm surprised. Thank you and chat to you tomorrow.
Chat to you tomorrow. Stay healthy, everybody.